lift your hand wherever you are this morning. Can we worship the Almighty God? In your own words, tell him how big he is. Tell him how good he is. Tell him how faithful he is. Come on, lift your hand wherever you are this morning. Let's acknowledge the King of Glory. He is the Almighty. There is none like him. There is nothing too hard for him to do. He's the God of the whole earth. He's the mighty God. Father, we worship you this morning. We honor you this morning. We acknowledge your presence this morning. Thank you for all you are doing. Thank you for all you are going to do. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for this great family, for this great house. Thank you, Lord, because you are the builder of all things. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Come on, somebody, jam your hands together. Give the Lord a big, 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 big shout. Come on, give the Lord a big, big shout this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm so happy to be here this morning. Hallelujah. It's such an awesome privilege to stand on this exalted altar this morning. I want to also take the opportunity to appreciate Mama and Papa this morning. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ma. Thank you. Thank you. And like I said yesterday, I represent my generation when I say thank you, sir, for all the years of impact, all the years of input, all the years of exemplary ministry. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. On behalf of my generation, we are honored to have fathers like you show us how ministry should be done. Please help me appreciate Papa and Mama this morning. Thank you. Such an honor to be invited here. Hallelujah. I also came here with my girlfriend, my PA, my bodyguard, everything. Hallelujah. The woman God gave me as a helper and as a supporter. Please, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my wife, Pastor Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo. Hallelujah. Praise God. I also want to use the opportunity to appreciate the leadership of the Action Youth for Christ and all the team members, all the workers, for inviting me and for making this day very memorable. Can we jam our hands together one more time? Glory to God. Amen. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. Let me ask your neighbor, do you want to stand out? I can't hear you. Ask your neighbor for me, do you want to stand out? Answer for me. Answer your neighbor. Praise God. I can't hear you. I say, praise God. In this first service, I'm going to be talking about how to stand out. I know this is supposed to be the youth program, but I know that there are other people here as well. And I want to appreciate Papa and Mama for investing in the youth. Like Papa said yesterday, any country or any organization that doesn't invest in the youth has no future. So I want to appreciate the leadership of this great church for having that foresight to invest in the youth. I thought you would clap. That's a good place to clap. Hallelujah. If you are going to stand out, we actually live in very shaky times. We live in some kind of tough times. Hallelujah. We live in kind of tough times with the whole COVID scenario, with the whole economic situation of our country, with all the things happening at the same time. It's kind of tough times. But like Robert Shula said, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Are you here, somebody? I told them yesterday at the first session that there are two things you don't have to pray about or pray against. They must happen. The first one is opportunities. The second one is what? Challenges. You don't have to pray against it or for it. They will happen. Those are two things that are sure to happen on the earth. There will always be challenges. And there will always be opportunities. Sometimes they even come together. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? COVID brought problems, but it also brought opportunities. Some people have become rich finally during COVID. Before now, they didn't have a chance. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So, there are two things you don't have to waste your time praying against. That Lord, may challenges not come. You can't cancel scripture. Jesus Christ said, in this world, you will have tribulation. It's, in fact, this world is already in chaos. That is why they made arrangement for heaven. If this world was fine, then we don't need for us to go to heaven. We'll just continue life here. But the whole idea is that one day they are going to rescue all of us from here. Because this earth is in crisis. There's going to be trouble here. But the good news is that the Bible says, be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Meaning that even though there are problems on the earth here, there will also be opportunities for you to rise above them. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There will be opportunities for you to stand out when everybody is falling down. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So two things must happen. Challenges, opportunities. The question is, how do I stand out? How you stand out is how all the other men of faith have stood out. There have always been challenges in different dispensations. And no matter your problem, the solution is the same. That's why sometimes we don't need to hear the full story of your problem. The answer is still the same. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. You know, in some exam, they give you option. They call it objective. They will say, this is the question. You can choose option A, option B. In this one, the answer is only one. And we're going to look at that this morning. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Come on, say with me, I'm ready to stand out. The secret of tough times is the faith of old time. Did somebody get that? The secret of tough times is the faith of old time. Hebrews 11 verse 1. I want us to read together. Everybody want to go? Faith is the substance of things what? Hope for, the evidence of things. Verse 2. Did you see that? Verse 2 says what? One more time. Verse 2 says what? For by it the elders obtained a good report. They said, verse 1, faith, they describe faith. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, is the evidence of things we have not yet seen. Faith is the substance. We can sit down for 1 minute. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can I ask you today, what are the things you hope for? How many people here hope for a better future? You hope for a better future. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I hope for a better future. How many hope for a good spouse? How many hope for good children? How many hope for your children to school anywhere in the world you want them to school? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? How many of you hope that your children will not be wayward? They will be children that will serve the Lord. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? How many hope to have beautiful children? How many hope to have beautiful houses? It's very simple. They say faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say it is the evidence of things we have not yet seen. And they said, by it, the elders obtained what? A good testimony. What they are saying is that there were also tough times in the days of the elders. But they said the elders came out with a good testimony because of what? Faith. The secret of tough times is the faith of old times. Are you here, somebody? The secret of tough times is the faith of what? Old times. That's what the elders used in their time. That's what we use in our own time. No matter your problem, the solution is the same. It is still faith. It is faith in God. Are you here, somebody? Faith in God. They said, by it, the elders, hallelujah, by it, the elders obtained what? A good testimony. Good report. How many of you remember in primary school? When they give you, when you close, what do they give you? They call it report card. They say it was by faith that all the elders came out with a good report card. You are coming out with a good report card. I say you are coming out with a good report card. See, the day of report card is a very sad and happy day, depending on what is in your report card. It's a very interesting day, if you remember. Everybody can be playing anyhow until report card day. You don't know who is failing or succeeding until report card day. I can never forget one of the days they gave us report card in secondary school. I used to be a bad boy in secondary school. Very bad boy. Indian hemp smoking, cigarette smoking, alcohol consuming, pistol carrying. I used to carry pistol from secondary school. I was a bad person. Prostitute, patronizing, you know, stealing. I was in all kinds of things. So I was a very bad boy before I met Jesus Christ. Are you here, somebody? So I had some bad friends. Of course, we don't used to attend class. So we just managed to pass class by class. So this time, I and my friends, we checked our report card. It was report card day. They gave report card. You have to pass math and English to go to the next class. All of us passed everything, but one of our major friends, he didn't pass mathematics. So this means he might not be able to follow us to the next class. So he only failed mathematics by 2 marks. Two. And we said, this 2 marks is not enough for him to repeat the whole year. So we began to run around the school looking for the mathematics teacher to beg him to add that 2 marks so that this boy will go. As we were running around begging, looking for a math teacher, we now saw one of the best students in our class. He was crying. We say, how can you, best student, be crying? We have more serious issue. What can be making you cry? You're a brilliant student. So we stopped and asked him. He said that he's crying because he wanted to have 9 A1, but he got only 8 A1 and 1 A2. We wanted to kill him. We have serious problem here. You're talking about A1 or A2. All A is A. Most times, that is what makes some people stand out. You will know a failure by the goals he's setting. Most failures are planning not to fail, but successful people are planning to succeed. There's a difference. Are you here, somebody? So report card day is a very emotional day, but they said the elders got a good report card because of their faith. There's somebody under the sound of my voice, you are coming out with a good report card. I don't know how that case is going, but it's going to end in your favor. You are going to win that court case in the name of Jesus. You are going to win that case in your office in the name of Jesus. You are going to win that case over your health in the name of Jesus. You are coming out with a good report card. The delay over your marriage is over in the name of Jesus. Delay over childbirth is over in the name of Jesus. You are coming out with a good report card. He said the elders came with a good report card. And they said they did it by faith. I like verse 3. Look at what verse 3 says. DJ, quickly. Give me verse 3. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The word of God. Sometimes we assume that this scripture is talking about God creating the earth. That's not really what this scripture is talking about. If you notice, the worlds there is plural. So it's not talking about the earth. And besides, God is not an elder. He's not a human being. He's not an elder. So verse 1, they describe faith. Verse 2, they said this is what the elders used. Then verse 3, they began to describe how the elders used it. They said, through faith, we understand that the worlds there, the Greek word is aeons, it means different ages, different dispensations, different seasons, different generations. They are saying, through faith, different generations framed their own world, framed their own time by the word of God. So the things which were not seen were made out of things which do not appear. That means things which are seen came out of things which do not appear. Just like this building, it came out of what did not appear. But today it is here physically. The raw material for this building is faith. The raw material of anything you have, even this microphone, the raw material, somebody saw it in his mind's eye before all of us saw it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I like that. See verse 4. So in verse 4, they now continued mentioning the elders. That's why I know that verse 3 is not about God, it's about elders. The whole verse, the whole chapter is really about the elders. So verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered unto God what? A more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that what? He was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, even though he been dead, yet what? Speaketh. Go to verse 5. It says, by faith, who? Enoch was translated that he should not what? See death. Hallelujah. He said, and was not found because God had what? Translated him. Hallelujah. For he had this testimony that what? He pleased God. Verse 7. It said, by faith, who?
Noah.
They are showing you the elders. All these people had problem in their own time, but guess how they got a good report card?
By faith.
All of them had problems. They said, by faith, Noah also did his own. There was nothing called rain the time Noah had to build an ark. Do you understand? Rain had never fallen. There was nothing to be described as rain. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? This was the first time rain was ever going to fall. So even the thing God told him that is coming, there was no reference point to know what God was talking about. But he took 100 by 100 years to build that ark alone. Verse 8, guys. He said, by faith, who?
Abraham.
Verse 9, it says, by faith he sojourned in the land. Verse 11, it says, through faith also what? Sarah herself did what? Receive strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him what? Faithful, who had promised. See all the elders coming with a good report card. The problems were different, but the answer was the same. Are you here, somebody? I don't need to hear your own unique story. Doesn't matter. The answer at the end of the day is still the same. Hallelujah. They say Sarah was past age. Verse 17. Go to verse 17. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. Go to verse 20. Verse 20. I just want to show you how the elders say, by faith, who? Isaac blessed Jacob. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed his sons. Verse 23, he says, by faith, who? Moses, when he was born too, he refused to be called. Verse 24, by faith, Moses also, when he came to years, refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 27, by faith, he forsook Egypt. Verse 28, He said, through faith he kept the Passover. Verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Verse 30. He said, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Any wall limiting you is falling today in the name of Jesus. I say, any wall limiting you is falling today in the name of Jesus. Verse 31. He said, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. Even a prostitute entered this list by faith. Your problem doesn't matter. The answer is still the same. The secret of tough times is the faith of old time. Are you here, somebody? That's how they did it. That's how you are going to do it. God's formula does not change. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. His formula doesn't change. If you are facing any crisis or any trouble, the answer is still the same. Verse 31. He said, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. Verse 32. I like this one. He said, what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to talk of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, continue, who through faith did what? Subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained what? Promises, stopped the mouths of what? Lions, quenched the violence of what? Fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made what? Strong. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies, and it continued like that. Hallelujah. What are they trying to say? They are saying, look, we can't even finish the story. All the great men of old came out with a good report because of faith. The secret of tough time is the faith of old time. Hallelujah. The secret of tough times is the faith of old times. There are many people saying, I don't know what to do. What will I do? It's simple. Faith. The just shall live by faith. Can I tell you something? Things are not likely to get better on the earth. If you read Bible prophecy, things are going to get worse than this. This is why your heart should not faint. Your faith should not be in the world. Your faith should be in the word. Are you getting what I'm saying? The world is going down every day, but the word remains the same. If your faith is sinking, that means you are looking around you. If your faith is sinking, you are looking at the world. This world can never be straightforward again. The devil is called the god of this world. There's nothing Satan handles that can ever be good. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So that's why your eyes must be on the word of God. That is where your hope and faith should be. That is what you must constantly look at. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That is where your focus should be. The secret of tough times is the faith of old times. That is how they did it in the olden days. That's how we will do it now. By faith. Through faith, the elders obtained a good report. It is through faith, like God's generals, like Papa and Mama, obtained a good report. It is through faith. If you ask them, things were also tough in their own time. Things were tough in Abraham's time. You know, people always say, things were better before. They also had challenges. I was alive when dollar was 20 naira, when dollar was 50 naira, when dollar was 100 naira. I was broke then. Now, dollar is 600 naira. I am blessed now. Hallelujah. So it's not dollar rate that determines your blessing rate. Not dollar rate. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You are looking at the wrong thing. Put your eyes on God. God is able to still give you a good report card in the midst of the chaos. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You are coming out with a good report. I say you are coming out with a good report. Almost all the stories they mentioned here, I could see myself inside it. I could see myself there. Let's look at the first one they mentioned, verse 4. They said, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. They said that sacrifice was so powerful that God was testifying. There is a giving you will give that even God will testify. They said he was dead, but his seed was still speaking. That's why I tell people, look, that's why it's important you serve God. God is a God of covenant. When you serve God with sacrifice, he enters a covenant with you. And the beauty is that even though you can die, he doesn't die. So he continues to keep his covenant even with your children's children. That's why I tell people, it's not everybody you must enter trouble with. Because some people, you don't know what's speaking for them. This is why 5 people can be in an accident, 4 die, 1 person survive. Same car that some assaulted 13 times. Because some people, the covenant, they are not even aware of the covenant their parents had with God. If you buy shares in Zenith Bank and you die, what happens to the dividend? They will pay it to your next of kin. They won't eat it because you are dead. That's the same way God keeps everlasting covenant. When you walk with him, even when you pass on, he continues to honor his covenant to your children. He's there in verse 4. They say he was dead, yet the seed was speaking. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your seed will speak over your children. I say your seed will speak over your children. See, it's not everybody you must enter trouble with, oh. I remember when I told you I was a bad boy in secondary school. One of my friends went and stole his parents' jewelry. This was what we used to do that time. I was a bad person. I used to carry a gun. I was a proper criminal. And I still have guns, so be careful. Don't offend me. I'm joking. I threatened them in my church like that once in a while. I'm joking. I'm now a really born again Christian. So this, my friend, went to steal jewelry from his parents. So we were going to sell it. We jumped out of school to go and sell it. So when we got to where we were selling it, some of the boys that wanted to sell it, they were area boys, they wanted to take advantage of us. So they connived with police. So police came and arrested us, took us to station. The plan was that they would lock us up and take the jewelry and go and sell it. Only that when they arrested us, we were now writing statements. We came from a military school. I attended command. So we began to write statements. So the first person, they say, what's his name? Now, that first guy, he has lived in Abacha's house. Abacha was Minister of Defense that time. So this boy had lived, his cousins with Abacha's children, so he lives in their house once in a while. When they asked him his name, he mentioned his first name and wrote Abacha as last name. And they asked him house address. He said, number 1 defense house, so and so. He wrote Abacha's house. When the police saw that, they knew that the case has passed. They told him, move to this side. They asked the second person, what's your name? That one too said, his name is something, something, something. Where do you live? He said, his father is a colonel or something like that in Nigerian Army. Ah, they say, move this way. I was the last one there. My father worked in Nepal. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? But I couldn't go and say that there. So I say, my name is Kingsley Okonkwo. Say, who is your father? I say, he's Major Okonkwo. He's a major Nepal official. He's Major Okonkwo. They say, where do you live? I say, I live in Ikeja Cantonment. What am I saying? The names of the parents began to fight for the children. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God honors covenants. Say, by faith, Abel offered a sacrifice that began to speak, even though he was yet dead. Some of you here, young people, this is the reason why you must serve God. No matter how far you go,
Somebody has stood in the gap for you. You must serve God. Are you here, somebody? There's a praying mother somewhere that God needs to honor. There's a giving man somewhere that God needs to honor. Are you here, somebody? God honors giving. God honors covenant. Read through our scripture. Some people think it's only men that honor giving. God honors giving. Jesus had a very busy schedule one day. He couldn't make up time for anything, but they intercepted him and said, there's a man that loves our country and he has built many synagogues. They intercepted the ministry assignment. Jesus said, let's go to his house. If he built synagogue, we must build his destiny. Are you here, somebody? Loyalty pays. When you are loyal to the kingdom and to the house you belong to, God too is loyal to your own house. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God is loyal to your own house. Nowadays, people don't understand the benefit of loyalty. You can't just go anywhere and you must be planted somewhere so that the grace over that place will find you. You can't just uproot yourself with anything that is going around. Be loyal to your house in spirit, soul, and body, and with your resources. God honors loyalty, honors commitment. Are you here, somebody? Glory to God. So, verse 4, I said everything in that Hebrews 11, I began to see my own challenges there, and I saw how to get victory there. Abel gave a more excellent sacrifice. I used to be very broke. I remember clearly when we broke the yoke of poverty over our family. When we got married, church didn't used to pay me a salary. For the first 20 years of our ministry, church didn't pay me. So I didn't have anything. And I went to marry one fine Ajebota woman. Her parents were doing okay, so she came from a proper house. She has always had DSTV in her house. Me, I didn't even have TV. How much more DS? I didn't even have TV. It was when I was marrying her that I bought my first secondhand TV. And secondhand DSTV dish. Somebody was relocating abroad and I bought it from them. Part payment. Are you here, somebody? I didn't have anything. All we had that time was that green stove. How many of you know that green stove? One green stove like this, and you have to be every time you want to use it, you must arrange the wire inside. One green stove. And my wife, because she's coming from where they use gas, she didn't know how to use that thing. So one day she was trying to adjust it, the thing exploded on her face. Poof! My yellow wife became black. Thank God nothing happened to her. She sat on the floor and was regretting her life. But the elders always got a good report. Doesn't matter how your story is looking now. You are coming out with a good report card. I say you are coming out with a good report card. That's how it's going to end. There's no other way. At the end of the term, at the end of the session, you are coming out with a good report card. So we were very poor. And one day I was studying the Bible. Remember, don't look at the world. Look at the Word. If you can find it in the Word, you can use it to frame your world. They said that's what they did. He said the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. You can create your own world. You can create your... How do you want your world to look? Don't worry about national budget. There's kingdom budget for you. They have paid the price. They have planned for you in the kingdom. So I was studying the Bible one day, and I saw in the Word of God, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together, running over. God told me the next verse is more important. Or the next line. He said, the measure you use to give is the measure that will come back to you. God said, is the measure that you use to give. So you determine the measure your harvest comes in. Are you here, somebody? You are the one that determines the measure that your harvest comes in. I said, wow, never saw that before. So I told my wife, if we want to start receiving in millions, we must give in millions. That time, who born us to have million? But we started saving money. That time, if you dash me anything, I will sell it and add it to the money. I wanted to give my first 1 million seed. I needed to change the measure I was using to receive. Is somebody get what I'm saying? You know, you can be receiving plenty of money, but if you're receiving it in small measure, it won't go anywhere. You receive 5,000, 10,000, but your expenses are more than that. I say, I need the money to be coming in millions. Are you here, somebody? So we began to gather all our money. We wanted to sell our first 1 million seed. That time, somebody would dash me a bag of rice. I would sell it. True story. I needed my money to be complete. And finally, after many months of gathering all our money, we got our first 1 million in one place. We even made it above 1 million because I didn't want to hear a story that bank charges reduce it. So we made it 1,010,000. And we sold that first 1 million seed. In 3 months, I was able to give 1 million 200 times in 3 months. Hallelujah. And since that time, the millions have been flowing. The tap has opened. Are you here, somebody? That is how we broke the back of poverty in our house. I knew that I needed the harvest to be coming in millions. After a while, we also found out that Naira can be very sluggish. So it's good to be rich in dollars. If you are here and you plan to be rich, please plan in dollars, not in Naira. Naira can annoy you. It has a way of moving very sluggishly. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Your location doesn't matter. You can be rich in any currency wherever you are. So we decided that we'll be blessed in dollars. So one of my daughters came from America, gave us $200. $200. We were very broke that time. So I used it to spray my wife. She was dancing. We were happy. After I spray her, I now pick it up. And I said, we don't eat this type. I said, we don't eat this type. We'll plant it. Are you here, somebody? I said, we'll plant it. We took it, planted it. Some weeks after, some months after, another person came and said, Pastor, I want to write you a check. I said, I don't have time to go to bank. Write it in my PA's name. They wrote it in my PA's name. When the guy left, I looked at the check. That time, only one bank in Nigeria used to take check in dollars. I didn't even know. It was 6,000 something dollars in check. I said, why did they write in this boy's name? I can go for bank for this one. That time was a lot of money. 6,000. Hey, we're dancing. But I told my wife, we don't eat this type. We gave it again. Some months or years after, somebody came to my house, brought $10,000 in cash. Beautiful, very fine. I said, we don't eat this time. We planted it. One day, I was sitting in the car with my wife. I said, honey, let's believe God for $1 million. $1 million. I don't sell anything. This is all I do. All I do is preaching. I don't do business. It's not bad to do business, but me, I don't do business. I just preach. So I had no natural means of this money coming. I just told her, we're sitting in the car. I said, honey, let's believe God for $1 million. Because I think that one day when I'm old, I would like to retire abroad and I'd like to just buy a house direct. I don't like mortgage monthly. I'll just buy it straight. I said, let's believe God for $1 million. She said, are we going to be changing our naira to dollars? I said, I don't know. Let's just trust God for $1 million. We just agreed in the car on Monday. Wednesday of that same day, somebody woke us up. We had never woken up. A couple gave me a bag. It was a perfume bag. They saw in my face that I was angry that you woke me in the morning to give me perfume. They said, Pastor, it's not perfume that is there. I said, better. When they left, I opened the bag. It was $100,000 in cash. $100,000 in cash. I told my wife, we don't eat this time. He said, by faith, Abel gave what? A more excellent. Everybody gives. It's just the quality of giving that makes the difference. Everybody gives. Everybody gives. All of you that have come here today, you will give something today. But I don't know if the thing you give will speak after you are gone. Some things people give whispers. It doesn't speak. Only few. They say it's the more excellent. Cain and Abel, Cain also gave. But what he gave could not speak. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The secret of tough times is the faith of old time. Are you here, somebody? That's how they did it. That's how we will do it. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. See, you can't give excellent giving without faith. Ordinary giving can go without faith. Ordinary giving is your loose change, your transport money, the one you give security man that greet you at the door. That's, you need faith. But when it's an excellent giving, it will require faith. Faith that what you are giving is not living your life. It's just living your pocket. It's not living your life. It's going to come back as a harvest into your life. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? By faith. I looked at the one of Sarah. They said by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. When I was dating my wife, from the time I began to show interest, she told me from beginning, said, doctors have said I might not have children. I said, who are doctors? He said, doctor now. I said, who is doctor? Doctors don't have the final say. Oh, I don't know if somebody is listening to what I'm saying. Doctors don't have the final. No, we were dating, though. That's a good time to run away. Many men, that's when they will run. Eh? You can't have children. I say, listen, you will have children. In fact, I told her, let's name the children now. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Somebody has told you that they have done medical tests from when she was young. You know the woman with the issue of blood? My wife was like that. She used to bleed uncontrollably. Her period had no beginning, had no end. So this was from when she was a teenager. So they had been to hospital from teenager. They've already told her you have issue. So it's not that it's today. This was many years established until I came. Trouble doesn't run. There will be trouble on this earth. You too don't run because you have faith. Are you here, somebody? I say you will have what?
Children.
Don't worry yourself. We name the children. And to even annoy the devil, I told her the first 1 year, we're not even having children. We don't want children the first 1 year. We're going to use protection and contracept the first 1 year. Do you understand? Somebody that they say can't have children. You are even also now... I say, we self, we don't even want now. This is what, we won't even spend time knowing ourselves. Sometimes you need to ignore the existence of the devil. You are giving him too much attention. Some people have more faith in the devil than they have in God. How many of you have seen devil before? Can I see your hand? You have seen devil before. Can I see your hand? You've seen his face. Do you know it's by faith you believe Satan exists? It's by faith. You have not seen him. You just believe. If you can have faith that devil exists, why can't you have faith that God exists? If you ask many people, what's delaying you, say it's the devil. So, where did you see him? You didn't see him. You just believe he's the one disturbing you. Use that same faith to believe that God is helping you. The devil is not bigger than your God. I said the devil is not bigger than your God. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Satan and God are not word and opposite. We have always tried to put the devil and God on the same level. They are not the same. God is the creator. Satan is a creation. It's not black and white, good and evil. They are not word and opposite. God is the creator of the whole earth. And guess what? In the ranking, God is on top, followed by Jesus. And we are now in Jesus. So we are seated with him at the right hand of the Father. So after God, it's us and Jesus on the same level because we are in Christ. After Jesus, then there are angels. Angels are ministering spirits. Satan is a fallen angel, so he's under those normal angels. So you see the rank is you are even a senior. You are seated far above all principality and power. So where did he see you? Who bore him? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's faith you used to believe in the devil. Use that faith to believe in God. Nobody has seen devil before. We just believe his activity. Says the devil. The devil is too small. I said the devil is too small. Say by faith they quenched the violence of fire. By faith, they received their dead back to life. By faith, they received healing. No one here is living with any negative doctor's report in the name of Jesus. As you are stepping out today, you are stepping out into your healing in the name of Jesus. If you were broke before you came here, you are stepping out of poverty in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. So, I told her, you will have children. And my wife used to bleed uncontrollably. So, when we got married, first year, second year, third year, nothing was happening. My wife began to panic. So she said she wants to see this doctor, see that doctor. I said, when you are in faith, I will know. You are not yet in faith. When you are in faith, see, the Bible said, those that believe do not make haste. Anxiety is a proof you are not in faith. When you are panicking, you are not yet in faith. Those that believe do not what? Make haste. You are relaxed. Are you here, somebody? None shall be barren in the land, whether male or female. So whether it's from your husband or from the wife, it doesn't matter. He said Sarah received strength to conceive when she was past the age. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The secret of tough times is the faith of old times. That's how they did it. Any problem you are facing now, people faced it in the Bible. How did they win? The reason they wrote all those stories is for you to see that people have overcome the same thing you're trying to overcome. Glory to God. So, after she went to one or two doctors and nothing was happening, it's a long story. I don't want to waste time on that story. But she went round and round, nothing was happening. Finally, she settled down in faith. She began to write out scriptures that has to do with having children. In fact, I didn't know there were that much scriptures on childbirth in the Bible. Today she has a whole book called Hannah's Heart Diary. She wrote a full diary of all the scriptures. There are many scriptures that talk about twins. Because then she wanted to have twins. Wrote all the scriptures on twins. There are so many. She began to read them and began to confess them. I knew when she had entered faith. You see, faith is not something that comes by chance. You have to sit down. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. Our faith is not in prayer. Our faith is not even in the word. Our faith is in God, but it comes by the word. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's when you hear the word, then your faith in God is activated. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? She sat down, got up. See, go and copy out all the scriptures on the topic you're facing. If your husband is giving you a problem, go and find out the scriptures that talks about it. If your wife is giving you a problem, find out all the scriptures. If it's your children, find out. If it's prosperity, if it's authority, find out all scriptures. My wife had a full book. The book is on sale now, Hannah's Heart Diary, where she wrote all the scriptures. One night like this. In fact, before that night, when she was still going to doctors, they said, go and call your husband, let's test him. She told them he will not come. They say no, he has to be tested. We have to test him to know where the problem is coming from. She said he will not come. I know him, he's a man of faith, he won't come. The man said, let me call him. He said, if you call him, he won't come. So she finally came home and said, they say I should call you, I've already told them you won't come. She said, they need to test you. I said, I've already been tested. She said, hey, have you been tested? I said, yes, I've been tried 7 times in the fire. I've been tested by the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? The word has tested me already. So one night like this, she was bleeding. Serious one. As she was standing like this, there was blood. A pool, large pool of blood surrounding her. She was bleeding like she was urinating. Blood. And the devil said, are you sure this woman will ever have children? That maybe you are meant to just adopt children. Maybe you are meant to be the spiritual father of many children. The moment Satan was telling me that, a scripture rose in me that in him there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. See, God doesn't answer some people and not answer some people. There is no variableness. It's human beings that do that. He said, in him there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. That means if God said none shall be barren, that scripture is true for everybody. Don't let Satan give you an excuse. So I told her, even that day, I said, oh, this blood doesn't matter. You will have children. That time that they say they want to test you, the scripture I gave her too that rose in me, he said, Abraham's body being now dead. So the people were following. Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. And they both had children. So I asked her, am I dead? I can see some assault. Very alive. If Abraham, a dead man, can have children, nothing can stop us. Are you here, somebody? And guess what? Today we have three powerful children. Three powerful children. And remember, my wife wanted twins. So the last two children, even though they are born 2 years apart, they have the same birthday. They still have the same birthday, August 22nd. Hallelujah. So they are still like twins in our eyes. Are you here, somebody? You are coming out with a good report. I say you are coming out with a good report. The God of the elders will do it for you. The God that gave the elders a good report will do it for you. The God of Papa Ayo will do it for you. The God of Word of Life will do it for you. In the name of Jesus. The secret of tough times is the faith of old times. You too are coming out with a good report. I say you are coming out with a good report. I don't know what situation you are facing, and I don't need to know, because the answer is the same. Your faith in God will not fail. I say your faith in God will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is somebody excited this morning? Come on, rise to your feet and say, I'm coming out with a good report. Lift your hand wherever you are and take 1 minute to decree over your own life that you must come out with a good report. When they are writing Hebrews 11 in our own generation, your name must appear there. Come on, go ahead and talk to God this morning. Father, we thank you. Mandebo Sakadaya. Labrada sagada lega bola zada. Yegede zegede. Our faith in God will not fail. Our faith in God will not fail. Mande soka baradaya. Today you have broken the back of poverty. Today you have broken the back of oppression. What about bad dreams, bad manifestations you have been having before? Today, by virtue of the anointing in the house, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Mande de bosa. The barren are going with children today. Mazagada, librada. Delay is broken from your life. Delay is broken from your life. This is the poorest you will ever be. This is the brokest you will ever be. Your life is changing from now. Where they forgot you before, they will remember you. Where they said no before, they will say yes. Where it was difficult before, it becomes easy. Mahande de bosa gadaya, le brada sata legebos. You are coming out with a good report. You are coming out with a testimony. You are coming out with a testimony. Nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to stop you. Come on, pray this morning. Mande bokada lagada. Libra, that Nigeria is too small to stop your dreams. Nigeria is too small to stop your dreams. Somebody's going global here today. God is opening international doors for you. Mahande de kabalada. Libra de kosata la bayagada. Libra da kesata la labamo soda. Pray, we walk worthy of God. All your prayers over those children will come to pass.
God, we honor your faith. God, we honor your obedience. God, we honor your loyalty. God, we honor your sacrifice. We decree over you a good report. A good report. The crisis of the time will not stop you. You will excel. You will prosper. Even in these times. Your name will be in that hall of fame. Your name will be among the elders that obtained a good report. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you receive it, come on, give the Lord a big, big hand.
Come on, go ahead, clap your hands, clap your hands. Come on, go ahead, clap your hands, clap your hands.